Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. You know, folks, I probably don't have to tell you this, but Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, ACA, but mostly known as Obamacare, even the president calls it Obamacare. I actually heard him say, you know, I kind of like that name. I'm taken to that name. And he started talking about Obamacare. So I don't mind saying Obamacare. There was a time, maybe a year or so ago, when there were some people who thought that was a little bit pejorative, that if you said Obamacare, that obviously meant that you didn't like it. Well, it's not that way anymore. But Obamacare is very unpopular with Americans. A CBS poll taken recently showed Obamacare was unfavorable by 54% of the respondents, and favorable by only 36%, 54 to 36. A very recent UConn survey, University of Connecticut survey, reported 53-38, unfavorable to favorable. And CNN just reported their survey that showed Americans disapprove of Obamacare 57 to 39. That is not good, folks. That kind of a spread in an absolutely bifurcated populace where there's almost nobody in the middle anymore, to have a 57-39 against anything is huge. But that's the general population. That's everybody. What about small business owners? Well, when the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council asked their members this question, will Obamacare make health insurance more affordable, which was one of the big things that the president proposed, right? One of the big things that he held out as one of the advantages, it would improve the price structure. When the SBE Council asked their members if they thought it would do that, 69% said no. We polled you. In fact, as it turns out, I've discovered that nobody has polled small business owners about Obamacare more than I have. The best I can figure out, I haven't been able to find a lot of it. But our polls this year show that 78% of you, 78% of small business owners think Obamacare should be repealed. 78%. That's much higher than the general population attitude about Obamacare. And 93% of you don't want to change from your current plan to Obamacare. So why is Obamacare so unpopular, especially out here on Main Street? Well, it's a mixed bag, but a lot of it is fear. Our healthcare system in America, delivery and insurance, is far from perfect, but it's the best in the world. But here's the thing, it's the devil we know. Warts and all, our healthcare delivery and insurance system is the devil we know. Obamacare is a devil we don't yet know. Plus, it's being administered, and we now know this, is being administered by three agencies, IRS, HHS, and the Labor Department. Three agencies of the federal government is administering Obamacare, and Gallup has reported that the federal government is only trusted by 19% of Americans. That's a lot of fear, folks. Even though Obamacare won't go into effect until next year for individuals, and 2015 for employers, it's already costing you and me money. Regardless of whether we have 50 employees or more or less, you know, that threshold, it's already costing us money. For example, my insurance has gone up. Your insurance has gone up. The current system we have, you and I have experienced increases in our health care for one reason. These insurance companies have had to start ramping up their pricing in anticipation of the Obamacare mandates, expensive Obamacare mandates, one of which is guaranteed insurability. If they can't turn somebody down, then everybody has to pay for that. And they're not, the insurance companies aren't going to take it on the chin. They're going to put it into the cost of that into the pool, and you and I have to pay for that. That's the reason our prices are going up. Our insurance prices are going up, even though the law hasn't gone into effect yet. Successful business owners, if you have a certain level of income, especially if a fair amount of it is passive income, like rent, a lot of small business owners get a lot of their income from the rent of the building that they're in, which they own individually and rent to their company. You could be subject to a 3.8% health care surtax this year. In 2013, even though the bill doesn't go into effect until next year. Small business owners don't understand charging for something that hasn't been delivered yet. So think about that. Even though the law hasn't gone into effect yet, it's already costing us money. And those are just a couple of examples. Here's another one, though. Any business with 500,000 in sales or more, and even just one employee, is subject to a fine if you don't give notice about the existence of Obamacare exchanges. And this is a quote from here, the next sentence or so is a quote, in writing no later than October 1st, 2013, including the description of services provided and the manner in which the employee may contact the exchange, the Obamacare exchange, to request assistance. End quote. That's from the Department of Labor, DOL.gov. You can find it. That's what they say. So you and I will be fined if we don't notify our employees by October 1. Now, there is some question about whether that fine will be imposed or not. But it's in the law. It's there in the law. And so we asked our audience, how many of you know, who knows, do you know that this is, you're going to have this notice? Did you already know? Only a couple of weeks ago, we said, do you know that you're going to have to give your employees this notice? 68% said no. 32% said yes. Two-thirds of small business owners didn't even know they had this penalty-laden requirement as of the 1st of October. That's a frightening thing to a lot of small business owners. Small business owners don't like what they know about Obamacare. And this last example is an example of why they're afraid of what they don't know. Small business owners and most other Americans, for all of those folks, Obamacare is the devil we don't want to know. But we're going to have it because it's becoming law any minute now. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.